God bless you all for being here. I'm so happy I can't see straight. Did I say that? Okay, I've heard this song ever since I was a little kid, so it should be easy to do. Doxology, let's do it.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us together here. Hear another portion of our earth, sing songs of praise, your great name, Lord. Be with us as we go through this service, and may everything we do be in accordance with thy will. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Birthdays.
Who's going to play?
Harley, you going to play Happy Birthday, Corey?
Oh, I didn't know I want. Yeah. Hey, I'm ready. And my volume needs to be turned up. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Now, you got nothing? By the way,
I have a card from Gift of Grace. That's the ladies' duo that sang for us a month ago, and they say, we want to thank you all for the gift for our ministry, and also thank you for allowing us the privilege of sharing worship together. It's like coming home. And it's signed Ruby and Judy. And we'll put this on the bulletin board so you can see it too. I think the prayer list is complete. As far as I know, the only new item on there is Brad Teeter. As you know, he's involved in an auto accident, had multiple injuries, had a brain bleed. Friday night he had surgery for that, and he's been in ICU since then, but they are considering moving him to a regular room now, so he's making progress. Greg, did you want to say something about him?
He had not just a good night last night, but just the trauma doctors earlier this morning said it's very common those things happen of an evening, of just a night time. But he was answering just a few questions earlier, and physical therapy had already been in and got him out of bed briefly. And he's been back in a bed and just out.
Okay.
It's not only just a long process, we know it's just a day by day thing.
Yeah.
As far as I know, they've got it all fixed, but it's like if it does just begin to bleed again, said they'll just go on in there and do it again. So they sound, it isn't simple, but, they just make it sound simple. Like, well, I'll just go in there and fix it. That's what he told me. But, it ain't. But he's, he's kind of groggy. But he does answer questions better than other evening time. So,
Okay, well, you keep praying for Brad and get him out of the ICU and out of the hospital eventually. We are happy, too, to see Freddie Orange here with us today. That's good. He's still working with his chemotherapy, and it's good to have him here. And one other thing about Brad, I almost forgot that I think Miss Sharon is going to have Gail on FaceTime during this service, if you can, and Brad might be watching, so behave. Okay. I think that's all the announcements. We do. We have a number of guests here. I'll introduce them in a little bit. But I'm just wondering, has anybody here ever been kidnapped? Nobody? Any of you ever received a message saying, we have your son, or your father, or your wife, or your daughter, give us $100,000 and we'll let him go? No? That would be a terrible predicament to be in, wouldn't it? None of you has ever been kidnapped. I beg to differ. Folks, we've all been kidnapped by this world and the prince of this world, Satan. We've all sinned. And brother, once you sin, you're a sinner, and there's not much you can do about it. You can't change your condition. But you see, Jesus came to give his life as a ransom. He's quoted in Matthew chapter 20 as saying he came to give his life as a ransom. That's the price you pay to get someone released from captivity. Jesus paid with his life to release you and me from our sins and provide us with a life that lasts forever. Think about it. So as morning as we partake of this little bit of bread and drink this cup of juice, we give thanks for his body crucified for us and his blood that washes away our sins. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to his son who paid the ransom for us when we couldn't pay it for ourselves. Let's remember him together.
Reading Psalms 244. When I survey the wondrous cross.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and for contempt on all my pride.
Heavenly Father, as always, we are grateful for the opportunity to be here in this house this morning. Lord, you provide us with so much to be thankful for. So we really don't want to ask for anything more than you already provide. But Lord, we want to recognize that one of our friends and brothers in Christ, his seat is empty this morning. And we thank you for bringing him as far as he has come since his accident. But
yes,
we ask that you be with him and be with him and try to get him back in the church building with us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
This is, you missed your son when he was put to death for our benefit. Mm-hmm. And we can take of his elements, which represents Jesus, his body and blood, for his sacrifice for us to have a normal life. And in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for this glorious day you blessed us with. Thank you for this wonderful church you have provided us with. Thank you for each and every blessing that you give us. As we bring forth this gift, bless both the gift and the giver, and let it be used in accordance with thy will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let me read a couple words from the 34th Psalm. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. So let's do just that. If you turn to hymn number 178 and sing with me, O Come All Ye Faithful. You may be wondering who this fellow is playing the keyboard up here. Some of you already know, I'm sure. But his name is Harley Cannon. He comes to us this morning because we invited him. He was here last year too. And he's come to help us worship together. He brought some folks with him. Actually, Brewster McLeod brought Harley. Brewster is a retired minister from Southland Christian Church and operator of Brewster McLeod's Coffee House on Southland Drive. And it's a nonprofit that hires folks with various handicaps, and he's doing a great job. He brought with him also Michael Reisner and Dwayne Gafford, and I don't see anybody else. I see Mary Grayler here. She's visiting with us before, and we're happy to see her. So anyway, we welcome you, and we're glad to have these folks with us, and pray that you'll make them feel at home. Harley has another engagement at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So he won't be able to stick around and gab with you, but we're happy that he's here. And after just a word of prayer, it's going to be all him. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, there's no one on earth like you. You're all-powerful and all-knowing and holy. You're also patient and loving and merciful. And we need your patience and your love and your mercy because we've sinned. We know that this gathering was out, it has no reason to happen if you're not with us. So we pray for your presence among us and your forgiveness to cleanse our hearts. You've given us the incredible gift of your Son to be our Savior, and you've given us also the gift of music by which we may praise your name and express the gladness you put in our lives. So we pray that you'll accept the songs that we raise to you today as our gratitude for your unbounded love and your grace. Bless Brother Harley as he ministers to us in word and in song to the glory of our Savior Jesus, because we pray in his name. Amen.
Well, greetings and salutations from a blind guy. All right. Welcome, everybody. We're going to be doing four hymns together, two verses each. I'm going to play the song before we sing it and give you time to turn to the page. Okay. 193, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. And I will play it instrumentally, and then we'll go for it as a unit. All right. We're going to do A Little Town of Bethlehem. I'm going to play it just like before, and then we'll go sing the two verses.
Streets shineth
the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch o'er wandering love. Morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praise the saint to God the King, peace to man on earth.
We're going to do 182 next, Away in a Manger. If you can turn to that, I'll play the instrumental and then we'll do it like we did before. I just praise God for His faithfulness. He's my everything. He saved my life and still saves it. And I appreciate that awful lot. So, God is here with us, and His presence is sweet and beautiful. Okay, one more. Silent Night 184. I almost forgot to tell you the page number. Pay attention, blind guy. What's up with that? Okay. Here we go. I'll play it through, and then we'll do like we did before. You all are doing an excellent job. Excellent job. I'll add something a little special here in a little bit.
Yeah. sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
I'm going to share a little bit of my story here with you. I'm Harley Cannon. I was born June 9th, 1955, in Prince George's County, Maryland, to Mr. and Mrs. Robert Cannon. I'm one of twins. We were born 2.5 months early, and the overuse of oxygen caused my and my brother's blindness. His blindness is not as much, so he can drive with correction. But I'm happy about that. I'm happy because he's driven me different places in my life. Anyway, I've been playing music since I was 3 years old, inspired by my mother who played the piano. I'm 67 now. I came to Lexington to grow up, sober up, and have a family, and by the grace of God, I've done all three. My calling and sobriety are the foundation of this beautiful victory that I have in Jesus. I got saved and sober in the 70s. And my wife's name is Ann, and we've been married for 33 years. She loves animals and loves to work with pictures. I have a beautiful daughter, Amy, who is 27 years old and recently married. We also have a little chihuahua whose name is Eva. She's a hoot. We play that beautiful game called Give Me That Toy. Come on, Eva, all you gotta do is give me that toy. And she shakes the toy, and I say, show that toy who's boss. Anyway, that's just a little snapshot of our interactions as canine and human being. Anyway, I play piano, trumpet, and vocals. I still do some nursing homes and retirement communities and Alzheimer's facilities. Nowadays, I'm also ministering through telephone and Zoom. I play for worship at Northview Baptist Church since July 4th of 2007. I play for small group worship as well. I'm playing at McLeod's Coffee House Fridays and Saturdays from about 9 to 11:30, something like that. And it's located at 376 Southland Drive in Lexington, Kentucky. My genres are gospel, jazz, couldn't resist, and old favorites like Sunny Side of the Street and that stuff. I like optimistic music. I have special songs I do for kids, like It's a Small World After All. They love it. I have the pan flute playing the melody, and they seem to like it pretty much. My desire is to spread the joy of the Lord wherever I can through positive motivation and beautiful music all over the world. That's my goal, anyway. Throughout my presentations, I share words of wisdom and motivation and thought-provoking sayings like, there's never time to do it right, but there's always time to do it over. Remember that one? And when you're up to your rear end in alligators, it's hard to remind yourself your initial objective was to drain the swamp. Oh, my goodness. I love to encourage people and pray for them whenever I can. I'm a fighter in the trenches just like everybody else. If God is glorified and shines through me despite my weaknesses, that's what I want. I give him the glory for any good that I do. And it hurts my heart to see how fear has gripped this country in ways yet we don't even understand. There are healthy and unhealthy fears. A proper fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. I pray for America every day, and I see lots of good going on around me despite all the trouble that we're in. May the God who made the universe reveal himself to you through his son, Jesus, if he hasn't done it already. Those of you that know Jesus, get out there and make a real difference by blessing the lives of those around you. Live every day in the full freedom that Jesus died to give you. And if you don't know Jesus, pray and ask Him to reveal Himself to you, and He'll do it. He'll do it. Repent of your sins, which is a total change of mind, and He will forgive you and give you eternal life. My desire is to reflect Jesus to everyone I meet more each day. He saved my life, but I'm still under construction, like everybody else. Become His child and follow Him, and then one day He will be able to say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Enter into the joy of your Lord. Blessings to you all. And now I'm going to start doing some of the music that I have for you up until the 0 hour. 12 o'clock. Oh my. This is called If My People.
If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face and turn from their sins, I will hear and I will forgive and I will heal their land. My eyes will be open and my ear will attend to the prayers that are spoken from the hearts of humble men. I have chosen and blessed you that my name might be yours. I have set my heart upon you, and my love will always endure. If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face and turn from their sins, I will hear and I will forgive and I'll heal their land. Let's seek Him while He's listening and bow before His throne. In brokenness and humble contrition, let's worship Jesus alone. If my people who call by my name will humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face from their sins, I will hear, and I will forgive, and I will heal their land.
We're all praying for revival in America. You know, we're trying to put our thumbs in the dam a little bit. We need to stand up for the truth of God and let the buffalo chips fall where they may. That's my little saying at the end of it. But I'm saying that we need to get serious about the things of God and help people around us know that we're not playing checkers here. I just think that there's a book written recently by Eric Metaxas. It's called Letter to the American Church. And he basically said in that book that the American church basically is doing what the German church did back in the 30s. And that's not a good thing at all. But we can make whatever little difference we make wherever we are, and we can share the love of Jesus and just spread the good news that we can be forgiven as we repent of our sins and turn to the only abundant way to abundant life in Jesus. Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Y'all know this song, probably. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my hope. Not be all else to me save that there are. Thou my best thought by night or by day. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I in thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. In my heart, high King of Heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of Heaven, my victory won, may I reach Heaven's joys, bright Heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, thou ruler of all. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, thou ruler of all. One of my daddy's favorite songs. Count your blessings. Huh. My timer says I've got 15 minutes. You know, life just flies when you're having fun. You know what to say, don't you? Do what you love and you'll never work another day in your life. So, I want to make a comment here about Eric Little when he ran in his races. He says, I feel the pleasure of God when I'm running. I feel the pleasure of God when I'm singing and playing. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay. I'm sorry. My dad's favorite song, Count Your Many Blessings. Here we go. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one,
and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. You sing one, two. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Here we go. Number two.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does a cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly. And you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Here we go.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Ooh. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid a conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you till your journey's end.
Here we go.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Ooh. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
I don't know if y'all heard this song or not, but it's called The Heart of Worship, and I love it. It's a contempt thing. Yeah.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you desire. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. You're looking into the heart of worship, and it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you're worth. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. You want much more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have desired. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. Coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, Jesus. Sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus, you're looking into my heart, into my heart. You're looking into my heart, into my heart. It's coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that I made it. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus.
I think y'all know this song. See how long it takes you to recognize it. Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Bum, 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 bum. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to some today. Tell a sweet story of Christ and His love. Tell His power to forgive. Others will trust Him if only you prove. Prove by the way that you live. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Give as it was given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Love as the be to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Oh no, I just got 4 minutes. How in the world? Anyway, I'll have to do one more. And then I've got to decide what to do. Okay, I'm going to do, this is a song of prayer. I wrote it myself and becomes a burden that seems too hard to bear.
when your dreams lie in pieces and no one seems to care. When your friends have left you and trampled on your heart, it may be the time for a brand new start. So can I pray for you right there where you are? Can I lift you up to God, 'cause He brings healing from afar? Can I pray for you and stand in the gap? It will be an honor for me to pray for you.
Lord, I thank you very much for bringing me here to Little Hickman Christian. I pray your blessing on every single person who is here within the sound of my voice. I pray your anointing to be on them as they fulfill their destiny. Thank you that you love us so much. Fill us now with your destiny. Help us to bless others with the love of Jesus.
I pray for you right there where you are. I have lifted you up to God, 'cause He brought healing from afar. I have prayed for you and stood in the gap. It was an honor for me to pray for you. It has been an honor. For me to pray for you.
Stick a fork in me, I'm done. See you around like a donut. God bless you all.
I see we have someone else joined us today. The delightful Shanna Tarvin, who works at Southland Christian Church and also at Brewster's Coffee House. So we're glad she could make it too.
Yay. Amen.
Did you ever wonder how the shepherds felt when the angel appeared out of heaven to them and announce the arrival of the Son of God on earth? You ever wonder? To be sure, shepherds were not accustomed to being the center of attention. Not by any means. They were lucky to have this, what we would call an entry-level job, at the bottom of the social scale. They were usually uneducated folks. They just didn't get to associate with decent, civilized people. Living outdoors with the sheep. They didn't take a shower every night. They didn't put on fresh, clean clothes every morning. And people paid them little attention except maybe to view them with disdain or disgust. So to have an angel appear from heaven and ask them to deliver an eternally important message to the whole world. Staggering, staggering to say the least. But the message was so exciting, they rushed into town and they found everything exactly as the angel had said, and they just told everybody they could find about this amazing development that God had asked them to share. This tells me that Christmas is exciting. Not because of the beautiful decorations, or the lovely music, or the gaily wrapped presents, but because of the gift that God had been preparing for centuries to give to every single person, the gift of His Son, who was born to bring us hope, and who would die to bring us forgiveness and redemption. The invitation this morning is to you, to accept that gift that Jesus delivered and not let it be ignored. For our invitation hymn, I've asked Harley to sing another song that he wrote called Do You Know Jesus? If you don't really know Jesus and you really want to, come to the front as he sings. Confess your faith in Jesus as the Son of God and your Savior. We can arrange your baptism.
Yes.
We're going to ask you just to be seated during the invitation while he plays.
We all have trials, we all go through pain. Though we have sunshine, we all walk through the rain. Have you accepted the call from on high? Will you be with Jesus in the sweet by and by? Jesus, does he live in your heart? Are you forgiven? Do you have a brand new start? Are your sins parted as the east from the west? Are you forgiven? Do you live in his rest? Because of his passion, you can come to his throne. You don't have to carry those burdens alone. Please come to Jesus. Put him first in your heart. Come be forgiven. Come and have a brand new start. Have your sins parted as the east from the west. Come be forgiven. Come and live in his rest. Are you forgiven? Do you live in his rest?
I've asked Mercer McLeod if he'll lead us in our closing prayer. Let's stand while we pray. Okay.
Thank you, Lord, that Jesus has been presented for all of us in this building. We've been taken to the Word of God. Lord, we've seen his birth. Your Son was birthed. Right, Lord, from the Word of God and the New Testament. And the Holy Bible. Lord, we've seen Bartimaeus, who was born blind. Lord, we have felt and sensed Jesus when he took a spit, made mud, and put it on the blind man's eyes. Mm-hmm. Lord, I don't know. And I would say, Father, that these people, these awesome people of this church, don't fully know Al Harley does it. How he does it. And Lord, I can quote from the scripture what the people said. Did his parents sin? Did he sin? And Lord, we live on the words of Jesus where Harley was blind. So the glory of Jesus may shine.
Yes, yes.
And so Lord, we have seen the Word of God has come to life right before our eyes. Thank you, Father, that we see. And Harley also sees in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you, Father, for the way that it's been presented. Thank you, Father, for the openness of this awesome, awesome church. Right. Thank you, Father. Bless us now. We go. Lord, help us to remember this day. The death to depart. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.